Yeah, man. Triple play Thursday. So that's three songs right there, right, for Triple Play Thursday? Roger requested Proto Martyr. That's Cowards Starve. Okay. All right, Esmeralda, what do you think is the most popular candy in Illinois?
M&M's.
It is not M&M's. Dan, you already know this.
I do, yes.
It is the Snickers.
They are good.
Snickers are good. Indiana, what do you think? We'll do some Midwest stuff here. Most popular Halloween candy.
Some gross peanut thing, I would think. I don't know why.
What is it? You don't like peanuts?
Yeah, but I also don't look... I'm not favorable to Indiana.
Oh. Well, that's good. You know, only everybody in Indiana can hear this right now.
Sorry. You should move to Illinois. Anyway.
Jeez.
Man, that's a second slam in like 25 minutes.
What's going on here?
Let's see. Circus peanuts. I don't know.
Circus peanuts? That's... But those don't taste like peanuts. No, you were on the right track.
Oh, peanuts?
With peanut. Think E.T.
M&M's. No, Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces, that's right. Iowa, how about Iowa?
Candy corn.
No. Twix.
Huh.
Candy corn, by the way, you sent me a thing on, you messaged me a thing about candy corn. Yes,
right.
I indeed enjoy candy corn. I know a lot of people hate it.
Yeah, I forgot. I couldn't remember if really liked it.
I like candy corn. Dan, you pro or con on candy corn?
I am con.
What about you, Esmeralda?
I don't mind it. I can't eat that much, though.
Well.
It just gets to be too much.
Yeah. Well, I feel that way about sweets in general, but I enjoy the candy corn. Michigan, what do you think, Michigan?
Saltwater taffy
is the most popular Halloween candy in Michigan.
Yeah, they live in the 1920s. Did you not know?
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. And they have to, like, pull the taffy as well?
Oh, yeah. It's quite a treat.
They have, like, taffy stretching machines in every household in Michigan?
They love their sweets.
M&M's is the treat in Michigan. How about Minnesota? You know, we should call Cochran and have him call Alexander O'Neill, and we can find out what the favorite, most popular Halloween candy is in Minnesota.
I'm going to go Skittles.
I like Skittles. 100 grand bar.
Okay.
You remember when it used to be called the $100,000 bar, and then they changed it to the 100 gram bar?
Well, $100,000 bar just doesn't have the same. It's not as catchy.
It was a $100,000 bar for many, many years.
Yeah, but, you know.
All right.
What can you do with it? Be like, I want a $100,000
The thing
bar.
Was, it only cost a quarter, so you were like, man, I'm getting a bargain. I only paid a quarter for this, and it's worth $100,000.
Right.
Ohio.
I
can't wait to hear, but, you know, you're throwing out...
Those cinnamon red hot things.
Cinnamon red hot things.
What are they? I think
red hots.
Red
they're
hots,
called red hots,
right?
Yes. No, it's not. What? Are you just going to ancient candy? Is that what's happening here? I don't know.
I'm thinking Ohio because they eat that weird chili with the cinnamon in it.
Oh, that's... No, that... Okay, that's a logical problem.
I'm trying to think these out, but it's not working.
No, it's not because it's Hershey's Kisses is the... Sometimes you put, but I will say this, sometimes you put chocolate in chili. So, how about, I'm sorry, that was Missouri. Not Ohio, that was Missouri. Ohio, one more time.
Red Hots.
Red Hots, no, Milky Way. All right, Wisconsin, here you go. Are you ready for Wisconsin? That's for all to take a crack at Wisconsin.
What would Wisconsin like?
Yeah.
Some sort of apple cheese thing?
Apple cheese thing.
Apple cheese bites.
What the hell is that?
A Laffy Taffy.
Yes! Yes, Laffy Taffy. That's correct.
Nice. Love Laffy Taffy.
apple cheese bites. What
I just think this is Wisconsin.
All right, how about this? Doug says, Reese's, especially the pumpkins. They are the perfect chocolate and peanut butter ratio. Now, you said a friend says it's the eggs, right?
My friend Alyssa swears it's the Easter egg.
The Easter egg, that's the correct amount of peanut butter and chocolate. As opposed to, I've never had the pumpkins.
What, are they entire pumpkins?
No.
No, but you know what I mean, like little balls of...
No, it's a six-pound pumpkin.
No, I mean, but you know...
And you carve it and peanut butter comes out of it.
I just mean a tiny pump, but you know, that would be quite...
I would imagine it's a bite-sized pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
That's filled with peanut butter.
I was thinking something bigger.
Yeah. All right, well, hang on, everybody. We'll get to other states here. We got some texts coming in, and then we're going to play Esmeralda. Would Esmeralda buy that? But the news is coming up next. You go! Yeah, man. Triple play Thursday today. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here. Dave requested some Joe Bonamassa. That's his song, Stop. How you doing, everybody? Hi, it's Nick DiGilio here, and here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich comes in at 5 for the opening bell, and then my hero, the great Steve Cochran, comes in at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. Check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Coming up in just a few seconds here, in a few minutes, we've got Would Esmeralda Buy That? So we're all getting prepared. And we all are getting, Dan is distributing the sheets that have the items on them. And we will look at those items and discuss whether or not Esmeralda would buy them. And then we vote, and then Esmeralda will give us the truth. Then we'll do that in just a few minutes. And if you want to play along at home, you can. Go out to our Facebook page, like us on Facebook. All of the items will be there, and you can see them for yourself. You can see exactly what they look like. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Okay. Let's finish up the discussion. We were talking about Halloween candy and the most popular Halloween candy in each state. Jim in Carbondale says, getting a regular size Snickers was the ultimate on Halloween on the south side of Chicago. Yeah, man. The fun size. Who called them fun? Who says that's the fun size? The fun size is the big size. That's the fun size.
407.
407. Oh, I see. Thank you. I didn't even realize what happened there. Straight out of context is back tomorrow, everybody. Robert says the rich lady in our neighborhood used to give out a silver dollar, and I have all 10 that she gave me. Now I give out $2 bills to the kids who come by. Do they think it's like fake money?
Probably.
You know?
I wonder, does he have a limit?
A limit on how many he gives?
He does. He later sent in a message that he stops about 9 o'clock because he doesn't want any of those teenagers getting the money.
Ah, I see.
That's a lot of $2 bills.
And the teenagers wouldn't know what a $2 bill is anyway. You guys know who's on the $2 bill?
No.
No?
Oh.
There's a sold-out show.
Yeah, that Hamilton.
No. There's a sold-out show that John Williams will be co-hosting.
Franklin
Jefferson?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he?
I think so. I haven't looked it up, but I'm almost positive Thomas Jefferson is on the $2 bill. I'm almost positive.
You are correct, Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. God, how did I know that? Why would I know that? It has nothing to do with movies and stupid stuff. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, what states do you think? Let's see. I'm going to find the states where they like candy corn the most.
Okay.
Wyoming, candy corn. Texas, candy corn.
Really?
Tennessee, candy corn. They like their candy corn in the South, evidently. South Carolina, candy corn. Uh-oh. Oregon, candy corn. My ex-wife Heather lives there. She hates candy corn. And that's it. Those are the only candy corn states. All right. Alaska likes Snickers. Arizona. Oh, isn't Arizona fancy? Oh, I live in Arizona. I like Toblerone. Toblerone is our favorite. Oh.
Wait.
Toblerone for Halloween candy?
Yeah.
What?
Who the hell gives Toblerone on Halloween?
Arizona. I mean,
the guy giving out $2 bills is getting off better than somebody giving out a Toblerone.
I mean, isn't most of Arizona, what are they called?
Snowbirds.
Yeah, snowbirds.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
They got cash to throw around. Yeah. Toblerones for everyone.
Toblerones all around. In Alabama, you know what Alabama's favorite candy is, Esmeralda?
What's that?
Airheads.
Oh,
that's
how appropriate.
It's really. Boy, you're just really going off on every state this morning.
Trying to knock them down a peg.
Arkansas. They enjoy?
I don't know.
Skittles.
Oh.
California loves Lifesavers.
What?
Yeah.
Seems so. I don't think I've seen a Lifesaver in.
Really?
Who knows since when?
Oh, I like Lifesavers.
They're not very prominent anymore.
Colorado enjoys the Milky Way product. Do you like the Milky Way?
I'd rather have a Snickers.
Yeah, me too. Milky Way's all right, but
they're they're kind of sad. They're like the sad brother to Snickers. Because it's nice. The Snickers has that crunch of the peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Milky Way has different ingredients than the Snickers.
Does? I mean, I thought it was essentially just a Snickers without the peanuts.
No, I think the Milky Way is... Okay, because Snickers is what? It's caramel, it's chocolate, it's peanuts.
I think there's
Is it nougat? Is there nougat in the Snickers? Because...
Maybe, I don't know.
Because is there nougat in a Milky Way? Milky Way is chocolate.
Milky Way, I think, does have nougat.
It's got nougat, caramel, and chocolate. That's a Milky Way. So maybe you're right. Maybe it is just a Milky Way with peanuts, but I don't know. It just seems different to me.
No, it's got nougat. Snickers.
Snickers has nougat?
Yes.
Well, then Milky Way has nougat, right? So there's... Okay. Connecticut likes the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Delaware enjoys a Three Musketeers.
Very quickly. Milky Way chocolate malt nougat.
Okay.
Topped with caramel and covered with milk chocolate.
So even worse.
So it's malt nougat as opposed to Snickers has regular nougat, caramel, and peanuts.
Yeah. It's always so dissatisfying because you bite into it expecting crunchy peanuts.
Yeah.
And there's nothing.
Yeah. See. Delaware, Three Musketeers. Florida likes the Nestle Crunch Bar. I like the Nestle Crunch Bar. That's one of my favorite candy bars of all time. Nestle Crunch. Georgia enjoys Pixie Sticks.
They would.
What the hell is going on, Esmeralda?
Have you ever eaten Pixie Sticks?
When I was a kid. I mean, I probably haven't had one in 40 years.
I ate one recently.
You had a Pixie Stick recently?
Yeah, they had a bunch of candy in the newsroom.
Me. Okay.
But goodness, if you don't eat that properly, choke on all the smoke.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
The dust from
the dust
the sugar
comes out of it. Now, do you remember the ingredients on Ally Sheedy's lunch?
Oh,
in Breakfast Club. Now, originally she had olive loaf, but she takes the olive loaf and whips it. Remember, she throws it behind her and it ends up on the statue.
Mm.
On the head of the statue. What does she make? What kind of sandwich does she make from the bread she has? She's like, what?
Pixie Sticks, right?
And?
Chips.
Nope.
I don't remember.
Cap'n Crunch.
Ah, okay.
Pixie Sticks and Cap'n Crunch. And then she puts the Pixie Sticks, the empty Pixie Stick straws, in her Coke. In her can of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I
love that movie so much.
I also wonder if you can mix Pixie Sticks into water. A drink, like Kool-Aid.
I don't think so. All right, then let's just do one more here. In Louisiana, they like the Swedish fish. Do you like the gummy, fishy Swedish?
I have to be in the mood.
For a Swedish fish?
It gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, I can't deal.
It's too much.
My dad bought a bag of those at the show last week. Bought a bag of Swedish fishies.
I like the...
what are you doing, Dad?
I like the Sour Patch Kids from the Eat Gummies.
The Sour Patch Kids?
Mm-hmm.
When they're sour and then they're nice?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and we'll close out this topic with Jasmine here. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I just woke up, at the end of this conversation, but if it counts as candy, I love taffy apples.
Did anybody ever give out taffy apples as when you would trick or treat? That's pretty expensive. I think that's even worse than giving out Thomas Jefferson.
I've never. No one in my neighborhood really does trick or treating that much. But usually when I was in grade school, we'd sell them and stuff.
Right. We used to have taffy apple day at the school I went to.
And now I'm begging my grandmother to buy me some at the store.
Yeah. Well, they're all over the place now, Jasmine. It's that time of year.
Just in case you wanted to know, I ate a whole bunch of pixie sticks to stay up during this Cubs game. And now I'm tired.
Yeah, that's that crash, the sugar crash. It happens after the sugar high. Jasmine, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye. Did you guys ever have taffy apple day at your school?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It was awesome, man. Awesome. Esmeralda, did you ever have taffy?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. You
I
missed
don't remember
out.
That.
No taffy apple day in J-Town?
No. We had to buy them.
Man, I went to Hamilton. We had to, and you know what? I went to Hamilton Grade School at Palina and Cornelia, and as soon as you walk in, you have to sing all day. You have to answer in song, and you dance to classes at Hamilton.
Is it because of the musical?
See, that's the bit I was doing.
I see.
See?
I was going to say, that's quite mean, and then they give you the taffy apple.
Yeah. You have to rap and sing.
To sing for your
when
supper?
You go there. Yeah, it was really weird. You're all in step. You're dancing. We had to wear powdered wigs, too, when I went to school there.
Did you guys practice?
We didn't have to. It's automatic. As soon as you walk in,
knew it. Right.
You start rapping, putting on the powdered wigs with the shirts.
Goodness.
Yeah. We used to get snuff containers and put it up our nose and stuff, and then we would just dance and rap.
Wait, snuff containers?
That was a big thing back then. Snuff. You know what I'm talking about? Do you know what snuff is besides movies where people get killed?
I thought snuff was like chewing tobacco.
No. Oh. Well, I guess some people call it. Snuff is when you open up, you have a little container, you take a little, I don't even know what it was called, snuff, and you stick it up your nose. And you.
Well, then.
Yeah. They used to do that in olden times.
And at your school.
And at Hamilton. Only at Hamilton. The school where you sing, rap, and dance on your way to class while trying on your powdered wig.
Snuff is smokeless tobacco made from ground leaves, so it can be inhaled through the nasal cavity.
Right. There it
really?
Is.
Really?
Yeah.
Eileen is up and is making me say that I love Swedish fish, because I do.
Eileen's awake. Hi, Eileen.
Wait, why does she have to force you?
I mean, like, I wasn't going to volunteer that. You weren't going to? For traffic and weather, but, you know, my wife says something. I got to do it.
All right. Well, there you go. Dan Shagru likes Swedish fish, everybody.
Don't be ashamed.
My dad likes Swedish fish. He just bought a bag of them last week.
We had like a 5-pound bag in our house for like a month, which is the problem.
That's the problem right there. All right. All right. By the way, Eileen, how do you feel about Emily shaving her head to be Furiosa from Mad Max on Halloween? Just putting that out there.